there. Been elected.
Yes?
Mr. Bundy on line one.
Yeah.
This Stevenson speech looks all right to me. Do you want to review it?
Yeah.
Bring it up, or what should I
say? Yeah, bring it on.
What in essence he does is to spend a long time talking about what the gut issue is, that the other people have got to stop interfering with people's freedom, and then come back to the Cambodian complaint.
How are we going to stop them from interfering? That's what
he doesn't spell that out, Mr. President, and he doesn't pin you to a too high out that what the hell are you going to do about it. He's only saying whose fault it is.
Why is it so important then?
I don't think it is that important. That's what I'm really saying, that I don't think you need to read it over. I read it, and it's been read in the department, and I don't think it's going to look as if Stevenson sets a challenge. He's answering Fedorenko, who 2 days ago tried to blame the whole shooting match on us, and it's a UN debating speech, not a cosmic one. I don't think this is a time for a cosmic speech. We're not that ready.
I think it's time, though, for us to do what you said this afternoon, these two things, and that memo sure doesn't do it.
Right.
That one we had, and I would get all my military people and all my folks associated with this thing and try to get right down. How can we get these folks out there in the hamlets? What military government setup can we put in charge? And then how do we get Lodge to do it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if we can furnish the military government people that are trained in civil administration, the mayors and the councilmen and folks of that type that we should have in our military government setup, call it something else, but
yeah,
civil defense or
civil government.
But get enough of them there where one good American can run a hamlet, even if he has to run it through a council of others. I think that'll improve that situation a good deal. And I don't know how we're going to get them to organize their special guerrillas.
I'm not quite at the root of what Bob's hesitation is there.
He says that Khan told him in March that he'd organize guerrilla units, bring some people in, and he's got plenty of people to go with him, but he just never has done it. And I don't know how you get him to do it if he hadn't done it.
Yeah.
And we just can't have pure Americans going in and doing all of that.
You can't.
Got to have some Vietnamese to go with them. But I kind of had the impression that we hadn't been as active in guerrilla warfare on the ground as we were in the air.
I think this is right, Mr. President. I just don't think we do have enough people with a guerrilla and counter-guerrilla mentality in that process, and that means special forces, and it means really saying to Westmoreland very loud and very clear that that's the kind of war it is. Not napalm from the air, but being in there stiffening the troops. 5 to a battalion is less than 1 to 100. That's not a hell of a stiffening.
Well, he says they got plenty of men.
Yeah.
But that's what I'd explore, and I'd come up with that. I thought that suggestion in the memo was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And
then at the same time, the track for touching up on the north in as sensitive and careful a way as we can get it.
That's right.
Aye, aye.
And I would seriously think about bringing and lodging them back to Honolulu. And
when we're ready, though.
When we're ready.
Goddamn sure we've got something before we do that.
Sure. And then having some folks go out from here and meet him. But we got to do something pretty quick now. He's got in his proposals, and he's going to be saying they're not acted on, you know.
I know it. We're only holding the fort on that at the moment, just saying we're thinking hard, and that's not good enough.
No, it's not. Not when your men are being killed, and they won't act here. And,
yeah.
They're paper shuffling, and bureaucrats can't make up their mind, and they're procrastinating, and
that's
all
right.
That kind of stuff.
That's
I've heard
line.
It for
that's
years, 30
get.
Years. Okay.
Right. Mr. President.